On another occasion, the same individual said,
"To present all faiths as equally valid is wrong. Everybody is entitled to think their faith is superior to others, be they Hindus, Jews, Muslims, or Christians. Otherwise, what's the point in having faith?"
What indeed? And what transparent nonsense this is. These faiths are mutually incompatible. Otherwise, what is the point of thinking your faith superior? Most of them, therefore, cannot be superior to others. Let children learn about different faiths. Let them notice their incompatibility and let them draw their own conclusions about the consequences of that incompatibility. As for whether any are valid, let them make up their own minds when they are old enough to do so. Religious education as a part of literary culture. I must admit that even I am a little taken aback at the biblical ignorance commonly displayed by people educated in more recent decades than I was. Or maybe it isn't a decade thing. As long ago as 1954, according to Robert Hind in his thoughtful book, Why Gods Persist, a Gallup poll in the United States of America found the following. 3/4 of Catholics and Protestants could not name a single Old Testament prophet. More than 2/3 didn't know who preached the Sermon on the Mount. A substantial number thought that Moses was one of Jesus' 12 apostles. That, to repeat, was in the United States, which is dramatically more religious than other parts of the developed world. The King James Bible of 1611, the authorized version, includes passages of outstanding literary merit in its own right, for example, the Song of Songs and the sublime Ecclesiastes, which I am told is pretty good in the original Hebrew too. But the main reason the English Bible needs to be part of our education is that it is a major source book for literary culture. The same applies to the legends of the Greek and Roman gods, and we learn about them without being asked to believe in them. Here is a quick list of biblical or Bible-inspired phrases and sentences that occur commonly in literary or conversational English, from great poetry to hackneyed cliché, from proverb to gossip.
Be fruitful and multiply.
East of Eden.
Adam's rib.
Am I my brother's keeper?
The mark of Cain.
As old as Methuselah.
A mess of pottage.
Sold his birthright.
Jacob's ladder.
Coat of many colours.
Amid the alien corn.
Eyeless in Gaza.
The fat of the land.
A fatted calf.
Stranger in a strange land.
Burning bush.
A land flowing with milk and honey.
Let my people go.
Flesh pots.
An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
Be sure your sin will find you out.
The apple of his eye.
The stars in their courses.
Butter in a lordly dish.
The hosts of Midian.
Shibboleth.
Out of the strong came forth sweetness.
He smote them hip and thigh.
Philistine.
A man after his own heart.
Like David and Jonathan.
Passing the love of women.
How are the mighty fallen?
You lamb.
Man of Belial.
Jezebel.
Queen of Sheba.
Wisdom of Solomon.
The half was not told me.
Girded up his loins.
Drew a bow at a venture.
Job's comforters.
The patience of Job.
I am escaped with the skin of my teeth.
The price of wisdom is above rubies.
Leviathan.
Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise.
Spare the rod and spoil the child.
A word in season.
Vanity of vanities.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose.
The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong.
Of making many books there is no end.
I am the rose of Sharon.
A garden enclosed.
The little foxes.
Many waters cannot quench love.
Beat their swords into plowshares.
Grind the faces of the poor.
The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid.
Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die.
Set thine house in order.
A voice crying in the wilderness.
No peace for the wicked.
See eye to eye.
Cut off out of the land of the living.
Balm in Gilead.
Can the leopard change his spots?
The parting of the ways.
A Daniel in the lion's den.
They have sown the wind and they shall reap the whirlwind.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
The salt of the earth.
Hide your light under a bushel.
Turn the other cheek.
Go the extra mile.
Moth and rust doth corrupt.
Cast your pearls before swine.
Wolf in sheep's clothing.
Weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Gadarene swine.
New wine in old bottles.
Shake off the dust of your feet.
He that is not with me is against me.
Judgment of Solomon.